Nikki Haley claims nominating Trump is like suicide for our country. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 27, 2024. Presidential hopeful Nikki Haley, who recently lost the primary in her home state of South Carolina, believes choosing former President Donald Trump as the nominee is like suicide for the United States, pointing to Trump's various legal cases. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Haley refused to commit to supporting Trump as the eventual nominee. Telling the outlet, "What I will tell you is that I have serious concerns about Donald Trump. I have more serious concerns about Joe Biden," she said. Pointing to the various charges against Trump, Haley claimed, "This may be his survival mode to pay his legal fees and get out of some sort of legal peril, but this is like suicide for our country. We've got to realize that if we don't have someone who can win a general election, all we are doing is caving to the socialist left," she added. Recent surveys suggest that voters wholly disagree. Not only have the various cases of lawfare against Trump served as a battle cry for conservatives, adding more fuel to the fire that the deep state is after him and will do everything in their power to stop him from going back to the Oval Office, but voters also care less and less about these accusations. Recent results from a Harvard-Harris survey demonstrate that. For example, the survey asked respondents, if Donald Trump is convicted by a jury for inciting the Capitol riots of January 6, who would you vote for president? It gave them the choice between Trump and President Biden. And in that instance, Trump still maintains the lead over Biden, garnering 54% support to Biden's 46%. Independents also side with Trump in that scenario, 58% to Biden's 42%. The survey also asked, if Donald Trump is convicted by a jury for RICO and trying to influence the 2020 election results in Georgia, who would you vote for president? Once again, respondents choose Trump 52% to Biden's 48%. Independents side with Trump by 10 points, 55% to Biden's 45%. The survey asked respondents again, if Donald Trump is convicted by a jury of crimes related to his handling of classified presidential documents, who would you vote for president? Even in that scenario, Biden fails to get ahead of Trump, as both potential candidates come out with 50% support each. In other words, voters do not seem to be very concerned by the negative ramifications of these various lawsuits against Trump, likely to Haley's dismay. Haley also asserted that Republicans will see defeat if Trump is elected. "You have to see the writing on the wall, you have to see the hole in the ship," she said, failing to mention the various surveys showing Trump trouncing Biden in key swing states. "And if you don't see the hole in the ship, we're all going to go down." Related, Haley, "If Trump is the nominee, mark my words, he will not win a general election." Leading Nikki Haley in Michigan GOP primary tomorrow, 67% to 15%. RCP average, Trump said this week, asking, "When will Nikki realize that she is just a bad candidate?"